Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Listening to Following On, bringing you highlights of TalkSport 2's exclusive coverage of the first one-day international between India and England. The tourists have won the toss and elected to field first. Let's join our commentary team for the first time today, Andrew McKenna and the former England fast bowler, Darren Goff.
And we get 3, 2, 1 and 0, and Mark Wood is allowed out of the traps, and here he comes, right arm over the wicket, and there's some shape on that as he goes through to Joss Butler. It was wide of off stump, and Rohit Sharma, it was facing the first ball, allows it through. Goffey, nice start that one.
Yeah, a little bit of swing for Mark Wood. He bowled beautifully in the T20s, bowled with terrific heat, over 90, 95 miles an hour on quite a few occasions. He thinks he can get up to the 100 mark. I'm not quite so sure.
Shikhar Dhawan has remarked his guard, taps his bat and now waits for Mark Wood. Little bit of wit from Mark Wood, and that will be hit away through points by Shikhar Dhawan. He's just guided it really rather than hit it. It arrived at 140 kilometres an hour and Shikhar Dhawan moves to 5 not out, India 9 without loss.
Well, listen, it's been a good start by England. They've been pretty accurate, bowled a good lines. But that's the first one, really, that Mark Wood's given a little bit of width to Dhawan. That we all know he's pretty good at that shot. We've seen it so many times around the world. He loves playing off the back foot, square of the wicket. And when you're bowling at 90 miles an hour, you get it slightly wrong. Bat and ball, misses the field. Guess what? 4 runs.
In he comes once again. Rohit goes across his stumps and flicks him over fine leg, and it lands a yard inside the rope. It's a ridiculous shot. It's a brilliant shot. It's 15 without loss.
Well, after being watchful and respectful of both these bowlers, Mark Wood and Sam Curran, who have bowled really good line and lengths, suddenly Rohit Sharma has had enough of blocking it and decides to just do a little sweep to Sam Curran, who's been drifting the ball back into Rohit Sharma's legs, swinging back into him, so he just got that front leg down and just helped it on its way over short fine leg, and away it ran for 4. 15 for none here on TalkSport 2.
We're into the 8th over of the innings. Here's Sam Curran, and that's well stopped. Nice diving half stopped and a parry, and actually a throw from the guy at cover, who is Jason Roy, because he spotted Rohit out of his ground at the non-striker's end. The throw missed the stumps, but it was a good bit of alert thinking from Jason Roy.
Was this a catch?
Oh,
it was.
It was too.
It was. That one on the back foot, cut shot, and it carries to Roy at backward point. Just parries it around the corner.
Almost 2 wickets off the same ball. Here's Wood again. And this time he drives over extra cover. Well, he just threw caution to the wind. Literally, I think, threw the bat at the ball there.
Yeah,
4 runs.
No sign of that elbow injury on that shot. Rohit Sharma, as Mark Nicholas says, throwing caution to the wind on the up. It wasn't a full delivery by any stretch. Sharma stands and delivers. So he picks the ball up on the up. Check drive over extra cover. Away for a boundary.
Do you think he just opened the blade of the bat on purpose, or do you think because of the length of the ball it opened? Because he could have easily picked out extra cover room it off there, couldn't he? It was a lovely catching height, sort of stomach height. Anyway, he gets 4 for it. I think the blade just sort of opened as he played. He came up and out of the shot a tad, actually. Here's Mark Wood again. And that's a beautiful straight drive. There's no stopping that. That's just overpitched, half volley length, and Rohit Sharma is a master of that stroke.
Yeah, if the first shot was slightly belligerent, this was all class. absolute class that you expect from Rohit Sharma. Along the floor the whole way. Just a classic on drive. Full delivery. Uses Markwood's pace. Punches it straight back past the stumps. Another boundary. From the minute you land in India, the beaming smiles of people just so excited to watch India, their beloved team, take on, whether it is in England or in Australia or whoever it is, they just love watching cricket, and you can't help but be absorbed by that and sort of carried along. I mean, it's the only place in the world we would have, you know, 20,000 people just camped outside the hotel waiting for Virat Kohli to open his curtains and wave or something. You know, it was almost like pop star culture, and that's really, certainly in England where football's, you know, considerably the main sport. You go to India and it's completely different. I mean, cricket is the number one by a country mile. And it takes a bit of getting used to as well. I mean, the noise in the ground, well, usually when the crowds are in. And it's the only place I played where, you know, you were literally having to scream at first slip just to get a conversation or orders or anything else, because the noise from the crowd was just so, so loud. Particularly when certain players, Sachin Tendulkar walks out to bat. I mean, it was deafening, absolutely deafening. But fantastic experience.
Stokes in again, and that's short, and it's pulled away and does go for four. It's played very fine indeed, and it's played very finely indeed. And Shekhar Dhawan makes sure that he picks up his fourth boundary and moves to 33, India 57 without loss.
Yeah, nice shot this from Dhawan. Ben Stokes, there is bounce on the surface. Absolutely, there is bounce. Ben Stokes slamming it in, and the ball rises sharply. But Shekhar Dhawan's able to just ride it. Sort of paddle hooks it around the corner, beats fine leg on the inside. Away for another very well played boundary.
That is shorter, and that is just swung away with a certain amount of disdain, it must be said, by Rohit Sharma. He came down, he clambered in, and he clubbed it away.
Yeah, the first real bit of aggression we've seen from India there. He's just come down the track, and Tom Curran, and he's just banged it in, but a bit of a nothing length for him, and just given Rohit Sharma his arms to hit that over mid wicket, and real comfortable, powerful looking shot.
And it's Ben Stokes to continue as England do get the overs going. Go on, there's an edge, and it's gone through to Butler, and England have got the breakthrough. Guess who's done it? It's that man, Ben Stokes. Rohit Sharma goes for 28 from 41, and we were waiting for Rohit Sharma to really take charge. He's had a loose-ish dab at one from Stokes, and he's gone.
Arguably the loosest ball that England have bowled as well today. It was not particularly an impressive ball from Ben Stokes. Wide outside off stump. Probably would have been a wide had Rohit not flash his arms, and an easy catch for Josh Butler.
Kate, you were talking about this in the T20s, that England have bowled beautifully so far. That is the worst ball, and suddenly they've made the breakthrough that the bad ball almost shocked the batsman.
Yeah, sometimes that happens as well. I think, I can't talk as a batsman, but as a bowler, sometimes you're... because you've bowled so well, then batters then want to cash in on your bad ball, and that is exactly what Rohit Sharma wanted to do there, and he has gone.
Well, Rohit Sharma going. Rohit Sharma, who had a high score of 264, an average of 49.27, and had scored 29 hundreds in one day cricket, has been replaced by Virat Kohli, who has scored over 12,000 runs at an average of 59 with a high score of 183, a strike rate of 93, 43 hundreds and 60 fifties. As Ben Stokes comes in again to complete the 16th over. And that is on leg stump, and it's swung away, and it goes beautifully and very quickly indeed for four off the bat of Shekhar Dhawan. He moves to 39. Virat Kohli is two not out, and after 16 overs, India 71 for one. Stokes making the breakthrough with a ball that would have been a wide if it had been left alone. Instead, Rohit Sharma edged it through to Josh Butler, and he had gone for 28. But interesting times now, and still waiting for the first over of spin. 16 overs in.
Stokes comes in, starts the new over to Kohli. Oh, glorious shot. It was too full. It was drivable from Virat Kohli, but he produces a glorious, glorious cover drive. It's the 10th boundary of the innings. India 87 for one.
Yeah, just absolute classic Kohli. If you can imagine the perfect cover drive, it's here. And he's just to the right of Owen Morgan there at straight extra cover, and to the left of mid-off. Just perfect timing.
Wow, what a shot that is. Stokes to continue. Kohli
is the man on strike, the right-hander, and he swings hard into the leg side on this one. It's a short ball. He's pinged it through wide, long on for four, and Ben Stokes is walking back, shaking his head. But Kohli goes to 22, India 97 for one.
Well, this is why this guy, Virat Kohli, is just the best player in the world in all formats. He's absolutely superb. That wasn't a bad delivery from Ben Stokes. Just short of a length. It just sat up. A little bit of extra bounce. But Virat Kohli, just so much time, right on top of it. Swizzles those wrists over it so it goes down all along the ground to deep mid-wicket.
97 for one as Dil Rashid starts a new over, and Shikhar Dhawan has swung him over the leg side. That will bring him a half century. It's a six that lands over the mid-wicket fence. He goes to 51 from 68 balls. It also brings up the Indian 100. They're 103 for one, one ball into the 24th over.
Do you know something? No matter what level you play at of cricket, whether it's club cricket or international, at the very top here, everybody likes to get to their 50 or 100 with a boundary, don't they? And the maximum is the preferred option.
Rashid into Kohli once again. Oh, hammered back past the bowler all along the floor. That's going to be four runs. Well, he knew what that one was. It was disappearing. Kohli goes to 26, India 108 for one.
Yeah, a little bit fuller there from Anil Rashid, but what a wonderful shot from Virat Kohli. Ah, just the timing. Straight back past the bowler with such power and grace. Absolutely beautiful shot. This kid can play, can't he?
Cool, just a bit.
Oh, thick edge from Virat Kohli. Races away for four. Not where he intended. He was looking to hit that flat cover drive of his. He gets a thick outside edge. And it was a wideish ball from Moeen Ali that sped to the third man boundary for four. 25 gone. We're halfway through the innings. 117 for one. Shikhar Dhawan on 55. Virat Kohli on 32. Back goes Kohli. Plays a very strong pull shot. Oh, that's a shot and a half. He did it with a sort of all with his forearms, didn't he? And then a last minute flick of the wrist for four to square leg.
Again, another eye quality shot from Virat Kohli. So quick on his feet, Mark. Like I say, pushed it through Anil Rashid, just slightly short. It would have hit halfway up the middle stump, wouldn't it? But he was so quick onto it. Kept his head down, watched the ball, flicked the wrist. Oh, my word. Runs away the fielder. Fielder's out there. Had no chance of catching it.
Best I've seen, Sobers, Pollock, the two Richards, Barry and Viv, Tendulkar, Lara, Kohli.
Kellis? You wouldn't put Kellis in there?
Not quite. With Greg Chappell, AB de Villiers, right in there. Right in the mix. But Kohli's just exceptional. Moeen Ali bowls. Oh, and another terrible bit of fielding by England. My goodness me. A little push drive, and it's just gone straight through Ben Stokes' legs for four. What about that, Matt?
Yeah, there are a few little warning signs here now for Owen Morgan and the England cricket team. Drop catches, misfielding. It's not what you expect. I mean, man, of Ben Stokes' calibre. Okay, the ball's bobbled a little bit. He's looking at the ground, as you always do when one goes through your hands. Blame everything else but yourself. But it's just getting sloppy.
Shikhar Dhawan on 61 has the strike. He backs away and drives over extra cover majestically. I can't tell you what a lovely shot that was. Glorious timing made by the footwork. But in the end, you have to take it back to its raw self, the talent. And there's a lot out of it. Shikhar Dhawan.
Yep, and this is now ominous for England, the position India are in.
Now his leg glance for four. And so Owen Morgan, as you say, a lot to think about here. The score is skipping along. England do look sloppy all of a sudden. And the two Indian batsmen have control of the game.
And this is the danger. And I think it was quite obvious from the outset what the game plan was for the Indian batsmen. Sharma and Dhawan made a call early to set a stall out, build a base, build a solid platform for the Indian batting team to go from.
And forward he goes, pushes it out, square on the offside. He goes to another 50 in international cricket. One of the great players of this or any other era of the game.
Yeah, outstanding from Virat Kohli. 50 from 50 balls and made it look so easy, so effortless. And we'll talk a lot about these great shots, but one of the features for me is how he still gets runs off good deliveries. I remember playing against Ricky Ponting. It was a feature of Ponting's batting. He bowled a good ball and he'd still managed to get one.
Shikhar Dhawan now goes and plays a brilliant slog sweep. He just picks his spot, hits it square at that time. He's really having fun here with Adil Rashid, which is why Rashid is so furious that he was dropped in the last over. Shikhar's gone to 76 now.
Mark Wood in again, though, to Darwan, who just punches him. What a shot that is. It was outside off stump, but not very far outside off stump, and that has just been played beautifully, like a whip crack you could hear as it flies to the boundary for four. What a shot from Darwan. He moves to 81.
Yeah, unfortunately, the faster it comes, sometimes the faster it goes back past you. That's what happened that last shot. Not a lot of footwork from Darwan, but he loves using his hand. He's so good with his hands, particularly hitting through the offside. Just uses Mark Wood's pace, times it to the right hand of mid-off. No need to run for that one.
It's Mark Wood. Steams in again, and that's flicked away by Coley, but this time Moeen Ali has held on to it. And the breakthrough has been made. The danger man has gone. Mark Wood has got him. And Moeen Ali, I wonder what was going through his head as he saw the ball hurtling towards him. But he held it together well. And Coley has gone from 56 from 60. India 169 for two.
Yep, I think if ever there was a case of a batsman just feeling a bit too good, this may have been it. Coley's middled everything from the minute he walked out to bat. And he middled that one again, flicking it from middle and off, I'd say. Fuller delivery, picks it up. Trying to find it, I think he tried to hit it a bit straighter, but all he can do is find the man, Moeen Ali, at deep square leg, and he breathed a big sigh of relief as he held on to that. Coley goes for 56. India now, 169 for two, here on TalkSport 2.
In again, though, round the wicket, and again, Shikhar Dhawan plays that jab pull shot. This time, the fielder very nearly got round there, and I think he's hurt himself diving. That's Johnny Bairstow. No. He's landed on his shoulder and he does not look happy. He was trying...
Billings, I think.
I saw the ginger beard and it's Sam Billings, though. It's not Johnny Bairstow. And that does not look good. Section of the match to try and bring about a wicket. He certainly kept the runs down, but that is cut away and that will be four. Didn't manage to keep the runs down on that particular occasion. Lovely shot. Too much width outside off stump from Tom Curran. Quickly onto it was Shikhar Dhawan, and he moves on to 95, not out from 96 deliveries.
Well, if there's a place that Shikhar Dhawan would tell a bowler to bowl it, that would be it.
Is in again comes Mark Wood, and that's, well, he's attempted to play it out into the offside, and that's a fine catch. His hand came off the bat. He was surprised by the pace, and Liam Livingston, on as a substitute fielder, has taken an excellent catch in the deep. And Mark Wood, brought on to take wickets in the middle of this match, has done exactly that. He now has two. Shreyas Iyer has gone for just six off nine deliveries. And England, important breakthrough, 187 for three. Good catch in the deep.
Yeah, I think this is fantastic bowling and a fantastic plan from England. Going short at Shreyas Iyer. And then that's sometimes not always the plan of how you're going to get the wicket out, but actually it's the follow-up delivery. So they've gone short at him consistently, and then it's the fuller delivery that he's tried to hit back over Mark Wood's head. A bit of a strange shot. Certainly doesn't get anywhere near all of it, but managed to carry out to the man Livingston at deep extra cover. India now, 187 for three here on TalkSport 2.
That's left arm round, and that's an edge, and it's just gone past Butler. If there had been a first slip in, that would have been very interesting indeed. As it is, it's gone for four. Well bowled, Sam Curran. But in the end, KL Rahul gets his first boundary, not in the most convincing manner. And he moves on to five.
Shikhar Dhawan is on strike. 98 not out to Ben Stokes. Right arm over is Stokes. It's pulled straight to mid-wicket. And Shikhar Dhawan is not going to be getting 100. He takes his gloves off, puts his bat under his arm. He's caught at short mid-wicket, and England have a massive, massive breakthrough. Dhawan looked odds on for 100, but he goes. It's India 197 for four, and Ben Stokes with a huge, huge wicket. Dhawan played the shot, but only picked out Owen Morgan at short mid-wicket, and the England captain makes no mistake.
Yeah, it's that man Ben Stokes again, isn't it? He comes on, he finds ways of taking wickets, and it... almost a bit of a nothing celebration from the England players, but that is such a crucial wicket for them.
Sam Curran is on his way in. Oh, KL Rahul hits this high, hard and handsome, and hits it into the stands over mid-wicket for six. That brings up the Indian 200. They're 205 for four, and they've reached that in 39 overs and four balls. And I was about to say that England had done well, because in this 10-over block, and there were now two balls to go between 30 and 40 overs, they've only conceded 45 runs and taken three wickets. Stokes is in. It's guided straight to slip by Hardik Pandya, and he's out. Johnny Best, though, takes the catch. And Hardik Pandya, who could have been a real danger man for England, goes for just a single from nine balls faced. And Ben Stokes has 3 for 26 halfway through his seventh over. That's a fabulous piece of bowling by Ben Stokes. I mean, it was almost slip-catching practice, if we're honest, from Pandya. It's guided straight to Bairstow. But having put a couple of chances down today, England were not dropping that. And India now, 205 for 5.
Yeah, he didn't look comfortable at any part of this innings, Hardik Pandya, and he's just shuffling across his off stump. It was a knuckleball from Ben Stokes, good length, and like you said, just catching practice. But Hardik Pandya's gone. 1 off 9, 205 for 5 in the 40th over here live on TalkSport 2.
Curran in, short ball. Krunal Pandya again hammers it away, and Moeen Ali's not getting close to that one at square leg. It goes away for 4, 214 for 5. Back-to-back boundaries. Curran goes in. It's a lowish full toss that has been whipped around the corner by Krunal Pandya. England have got a fine leg, and Moeen Ali at backward square leg, and it's gone between the two of them. And that Sam Curran over goes for 12. Sam Curran has bowled his 10 out now. He's gone 0 for 48. Eight overs to go. India 218 for 5.
And a pleasant drive. Oh, more than a pleasant drive from Krunal Pandya. In fact, it beats mid off to his right side and races for 4. This is a brilliant start by Krunal Pandya. And yet another example of the talent all around India.
Got an element of Vincent van Gogh with this current haircut, hasn't he?
Yes, nice. Love it, Van Gogh. That's very much how he looks. Kate Cross nailed on. Vincent. Now he drives down the ground. Does Rahul? Does he get enough of it? He does easily. Without even timing it out of the sweet spot, he gets 6 over mid off from Adil Rashid. A drive over extra cover, almost one-handed. Did that hit the boundary rope? Or did it bounce just before? I think it bounced just before, so it's a boundary. A nice one, too, over extra cover by KL Rahul off Tom Curran. So, again, a bit like his brother a moment ago, the last part of his over is costly. Oh, big, big, big pickup. That's flying and is many rows back. That might be 25 rows back. Over square leg, Krunal Pandya picks up Tom Curran and deposits him for 6.
This is just an unbelievable cricket shot from Krunal. Just picks it a little bit overpitched, a little bit full, I mean marginally, and it's just one stride and a swing of the arms over square leg. Off it goes, 89 metres. Hell of a shot.
Wood again, and now he uppercuts him down to third man and over third man. Wow. By probably 15, 20 metres for 6. What an assault this is by Krunal Pandya. Brilliant performance, taking India to a merry way.
Well, he's 48 now after just 24 deliveries. He's come to the crease on debut and played an absolute gem of an innings. You've got Mark Wood bowling at him on debut. He can bowl it over 90 miles an hour, which we've seen throughout this series. Short ball, as expected from Woody. He does like to bowl the short ball at the end. And he just elked it on its way, used the pace over third man for 6. Fantastic cricket shot.
It's a moment for reflection too for Krunal Pandya, who's gone to 50 from just 26 balls. It's a brilliant innings. It's hard to celebrate it as we might, because of course we're reflecting on those that have passed away, but we can certainly say that it's an innings that's helping turn the game back India's way. There's a brilliant partnership between Krunal Pandya and KL Rahul. Tom Curran again pounding those arms as he runs in low, and it's full and driven firmly out to cover, where Rhys Topley is quickly to the ball and releases it quickly too. So he too goes to 50. Congratulations to KL Rahul. He had a run time of it in the T20s, and it's never easy in short form cricket to be out of form. Everything goes by you so fast. But I think he's benefited from batting lower in the order and having to play to the situation that required him to attack and to keep the momentum of the innings going. So the game made the decision for him, whereas when he was opening, he was having to make the decision. Here's Curran again. Reaches the crease, bowls a nice full ball, hit down the ground hard and over, flat and over mid-on's head. What a shot that is. He dug it out. I saw Viv Richards play a shot like that once, and so too Joss Butler. I can't praise him higher. KL Rahul has hit the most fantastic shot over mid-on for six. Here he goes, the final ball of the innings, and oh, he's got lucky with a little, what do you call it, paddle, I suppose.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Little fine paddle stroke. He tries to hit Mark Wood with the pace of the ball past the keeper. Well, in the end, he does it, but only off the edge of the bat. And he got a little bit lucky there, did KL Rahul. So Wood finishes even more expensive. A brilliant partnership. Wow, 61 balls, 112 runs, a total of 317 for five. Two batsmen unbeaten. Rahul on 62, Krunal on 58. They've played marvellously.
And that's a bit fuller, and that is treated, well, with true Jason Roy contempt, really. If you're going to bowl me a half volley, I'm afraid it's going to go. And that was a beautiful off drive for four, and England have their first boundary. Roy moves to seven, the score to 17 without loss. As in again, and this one is short, and it's out on the leg side, and it's been swung away for a one bounce four, and suddenly the pressure is easing.
Well, there you go, young bowler on debut, full ball, punch back past, next ball drags it short. Jason Roy, all the experience in the world, 90 odd one day at nationals, just quickly onto it. He plays the short ball pretty well, and he pulls it away for another four. Releases the pressure from England and puts the pressure back on India. 21 for naught here on TalkSport 2. Chasing 318.
Well, at this point, India were 10 without loss. So England's 24.
Wow.
Make that 20-30 without loss. Johnny Bairstow, where did that come from? He just plonked his foot down, smashed him back over his head for six. Welcome to international cricket. That was brilliant from Bairstow. And Prasik Krishna, I can't quite believe what's just happened to him.
Listen, Johnny Bairstow, I've seen him play some unbelievable innings, whether it be for England or whether it be for Yorkshire. He's a terrific talent. And when his mind's clear and he stops with the negativity, he can play in all formats. He plays some terrific cricket shots. And that's as good as it gets. He's the guy's running in, bowling at nearly 90 clicks, and he just hits through the line of the ball, six runs.
Absolutely brilliant shot. So good, in fact, that Jason Roy was applauding at the other end. This time, however, the ball is played out onto the leg side. Not quite middle, but certainly the timing is now beginning to come as far as Bairstow's concerned. No run, but boy, that six did wake us up. England 30 without loss then. We're in the sixth over. So, going along pretty nicely at around the 5 and over mark. As I say, India at the same stage, we're going at around 2 and over. And that's another big shot by Bairstow with exactly the same result. And that is just fabulous. This was a man who was scratching around for 19 deliveries. He couldn't really get the ball off the square, and he suddenly hit two fabulous sixes back over a very quick bowler's head for six.
Yep, he's obviously seen enough, Johnny. And he's thinking, right, if you come into my arc, I'm having a go. Two fantastic shots, very simple as well. Great technique. Again, solid base. He got a hit from a solid base, and that's exactly what he gets. Solid base, still head, and then just using the pace really to loft it back over the bowler's head. He had a bit more width on that one, so he could really use his arms to hit it. The first one for me was the better. I mean, if you're going to pick one,
the first one.
Check drive, straight back over the top.
Textbook.
Bhuvaneshwar Kumar is in. Jason Roy plays a stylish cover drive, beats the man in the ring, and it's going to go all the way for four. England 47 becomes 51. The 50 is up. One ball into the seventh. Roy's got 15. Bairstow 28.
I was literally about to say, for me, Roy doesn't look comfortable to Bhuvaneshwar Kumar, but that was a very comfortable shot. I think it'll just release a bit of pressure as well for Jason Roy.
Shardle is in. Johnny Bairstow off the back foot, beats the man at backward point. That runs away for four. You heard the groan of displeasure from the bowler as the ball goes away through backward point for four, and it's another boundary. After eight overs, England 61 without loss. As we bring you commentary of the first of three one-day internationals between India and England on TalkSport 2 with The Times and The Sunday Times. You can try it for free for a month at thetimes.co.uk/cricket offer. The subscription will also renew unless you cancel it. Check out the website for terms and conditions because they do apply. Mid-50s in terms of miles an hour. Next ball is slightly shorter. Oh, Jason Roy off the back foot has hammered it and just got it over mid-on. It goes away for four, but for a second, Bhuvaneshwar Kumar thought he was in business. Roy goes to 19. England to 65 without loss, but that was a heart-in-mouth moment for a second there. Crunell goes in. That's taken off of middle stump and swept through square leg for four by Jason Roy. He's scratched around a couple of deliveries. That one pinged off the middle of the bat. England 71 without loss. And a three-match series win in the first is so huge. Speaking of which, Jason Roy has just deposited Crunell Pandya back over his head and into the stand for another six. So Crunell Pandya's first over has gone for 16. Jason Roy has 31, Johnny Bairstow 38. After nine overs, England are 77 without loss, trying to make this 318 for victory.
Such a dismissive shot from Jason Roy. A little bit full in length from Crunell Pandya, but just an easy swing from Jason Roy, straight back down the ground, landed just above the sight screen.
Shardul Thakur is in, it's leg side. Johnny Bairstow has flicked him up and over, backward square leg for six, and Johnny Bairstow goes to 44 from only 31 balls. England 83 without loss in the 10th.
Again, just another dismissive shot from Bairstow here. It was real similar to the shot that Virat Kohli played, but timed so much better from Johnny Bairstow. And again, three, four rows back into the stand there.
This one is pitched up roundabout middle stump, and Johnny Bairstow's just pinged it back down the pitch, and he will end the over with a boundary. He started with a six, he finishes with a four, and Shardul Thakur has now bowled two overs that have gone for 22. Johnny Bairstow has 49 from 35 balls. After 10 overs, England are 89 without loss. And I repeat that India were 39 without loss after 10. So England have got out to an absolute flyer here on TalkSport 2. Crunell goes in, hammered hard by Jason Roy. There is a cover sweeper, but he's a spectator like everybody else. Jason Roy has met that with the full flourish and middle of the bat. It goes away for four. England 93 without loss. Jason Roy 36 from 26.
Wow, you just knew as soon as he hit that. I mean, he's cleared his left leg out of the way to give himself some room to absolutely batter that through the covers. And it was four straight off the bat. He didn't even run.
Johnny Bairstow just remarks his guard, walks around a little bit, now settles back in, ready to face Kuldeep Yadav. Kuldeep has pulled one down short, and Johnny Bairstow couldn't have asked for a better delivery to hit away to get a boundary four that takes him to 50. He's got 53 from 40 balls. England are 99 without loss, and that is Johnny Bairstow's 14th 50 in one-day international cricket. He's gone on and turned 10 into hundreds, and England will be hoping as they try and chase down this 318. He will do that because someone needs to make a big score. Bairstow has 50. He's got another short ball. This one he's gone all the way over the long on-fielder. 4 and 6. Maybe Kuldeep Yadav wasn't the option to try at this stage. England bring up the 100 halfway through the 12th. 105 without loss.
And down comes Bairstow, getting as near as he can to the ball and hits it for six. What about that? A little flick off his toes. Brilliant.
Yeah, You can just, I think it's just one of those days where Johnny Bairstow's on and you've just got to admire everything he's doing. But yeah, he's hitting so fluently now. He's just come down the pitch, just a little flick through mid-wicket and sailed over the boundary. I was half expecting there to be a fielder there, and Krunal Pandya's not got any kind of deep mid-wicket in at the moment, which a bit brave from my point of view.
He waits again. He has that habit of tapping the bat on the ground and then standing with the bat at waist height. And now he sweeps, and I think he gets a lot of top edge on that, and the overspin takes that for four as well. So it's raining fours and sixes in Pune.
I think that might have gone for six. I think that's hit the sponge right on the full. But yeah, again, just looks like a top edge, just got down and swept.
Well, the umpire doesn't know, so he's reviewing it. Okay, great call. Look at that. You're spot on. It has hit the, what do you call it, the boundary foam?
The sponge.
Oh, that's a good stump. That really is a hard, hard hit of a cricket ball by Johnny Bairstow. It's gone miles back. The umpire raises his arms. Another six. Bairstow to 80 from 50 balls. India nonplussed to score 131 for no wicket.
Yeah, like you said, Mark, you just sounded good off the bat, didn't it? And Johnny Bairstow, the way he's batting at the minute, he knows when he's hitting them well. He's just stood there and admired that as it sailed over long on's head.
Sometimes I find it even a little sad when Bairstow plays like this, because I believe he's in the top three or four batsmen in England at his best, maybe amongst the best two with Joe Root. You know, obviously Ben Stokes does great things, and I just feel that there should be more of him in all forms of the game, that he hasn't become the test match batsman we hoped he would. Heaven knows there are so many complications in that debate, but this is a joy to watch. The very best of Johnny Bairstow, 80 runs to savour. In fact, at this very moment, television are showing a little highlights package. But really, Kate, there aren't many people can do this, you know. Rohit Sharma can, but not many. Prasidha, who was expensive, and that is out. Caught in the gully this time, exactly where he nearly was caught a moment ago. And so with that extra bounce, Prasidha has the wicket of Jason Roy. He reacted like it had got big on him. There was almost a call from him of, oh, as if to say, I wasn't expecting that bounce. Oh, he's hit it straight to extra cover. So Prasidha has another wicket. A really innocuous delivery, foolish, around off stump. And Stokes, standing up on the shot, has just stroked it straight into the hands of extra cover. So that's an innings of 11 balls for just a single. He'd prefer, I'm sure, to forget. Owen Morgan has taken guard. And that'll give England a left-right-hand combination. He waits, studious, studying, trying to track the line of that ball. He's out. First ball, brilliantly caught at slip, is it? No, it isn't. He could have been run out, is he? Is he run out now? What is going on here? Virat Kohli says, I haven't caught it. That's what happened. He's then thrown at the stumps, missed it. Morgan's been out of his ground. They had another go to run him out, and they failed twice.
Well, this is unbelievable. Owen Morgan, I mean, a great delivery first up, going across the left-handed. Morgan tries to run it down to third man, gets too much of an edge on it, goes through the diving Virat Kohli, gets two hands at it, should have been caught. As he lands, his elbow hits the ground. The ball comes out, but Morgan is already walking off, thinking that Kohli's caught it. Kohli doesn't hit the stumps. The fielder then picks it up.
We'd have had a serious issue here if he'd been run out there.
Absolutely.
Because Morgan does indeed make to leave the field, convinced it's been caught by Kohli.
Oh, and that's an absolute full bunger, and has been given the treatment by Owen Morgan, who just smashes it over long off for six. And that's one of those moments that the bowler absolutely dreads, the leg spin bowler. It was about waist high and buffet bowling.
Yeah, that did look a bit like hurling, didn't it? The shot, it was a waist high, slow, loopy, full bunger. Camera pan to Virat Kohli, the Indian captain's face, and he was not happy with that at all. You can't release the pressure. England under a bit of pressure, two quick wickets. What you need is, you don't want that release shot, and it was such a poor delivery. It was really was a gift.
Oh, and that's gone a long way up in the air. Let's hope it's gone all the way. No, it hasn't.
Oh, dear.
And Johnny Bairstow on 94, not out. Well, he's now 94 and out. And for the second time in this match, a player, an opener, has played superbly and got into the 90s, but hasn't had to go all the way. Johnny Bairstow, sad to see him go. It was a brilliant innings of 94 off just 66 balls, but he's tried to reach his 100 with the six. It came high up the bat. It's gone out to long on, and Bairstow's gone.
Yeah, he's carried on playing the same way. It's been a wonderful innings. We know that, and there's no reason to try and do anything different. We've seen Thakur, he can bowl really, really well in these situations. He's got good variety, a mixture of deliveries. And Johnny fancied it, he saw it, he went for it, and he didn't quite catch it. 94, though, off 66 deliveries. It's given England a great start in this game. Chasing 318, 169 for three on TalkSport 2. Just 22.1 overs have gone. And it brings the T20 opener to the crease. Josh Butler, who's in decent form himself.
As Shardul Thakur goes in, swing and a miss! No! Swing and an edge through to the keeper. He's gone on the pull to the short ball. It goes through to KL Rahul, and they celebrate as the England captain walks off. Well, he might have got a first baller earlier on if the Indian captain, Virat Kohli, had caught the catch at slip as he edged it. But Owen Morgan goes 22 from 30. His eyes got big as he got the short ball. And it's taken the edge through to the wicketkeeper, KL Rahul, and England lose their fourth wicket. It's the skipper as the fourth one goes down. It's 175 for four.
What a fantastic delivery, you know. Good pace, good bounce. Owen Morgan, they've always said, aren't the teams over the past, you've seen him attacking with the short ball. He can be so speak. Normally, when he first comes to the crease, he likes to give himself a little bit of room to tie him up with that short ball. But there it was, a little bit of width on it. He tried to pull it. And he got that fine edge, didn't he, through to the wicketkeeper. What a huge, huge wicket for India. And well bowled, Thakur. He's bowled really well this spell. And England now, 175 for four.
Shardul is in once again. Takes Josh Butler on the pad. Big shout for LBW. Given! Josh Butler has gone 2 from 3 balls. He is going to review it, and I've got to be honest and say my first reaction is that is going to be sliding down leg side, but it's been given out by the umpire.
There you go,
it's grazing them. It is umpire's call, and as it was given out on the pitch, Josh Butler has gone LBW, and England, they've lost 3 quick wickets. Bairstow, Morgan, and now Butler, who's made 2 from 4 deliveries. And England are now 176 for 5, when what just seems like a couple of moments ago, they were 169 for 2 here on TalkSport 2. Kuldeep Yadav goes in. Sam Billings hits this one hard. It's a short ball, and Shubman Gill won't get around and save that one. And what was a decent over from Kuldeep ends up going for 8. With the last ball going to the boundary after 29 overs, England 195 for 5 here on TalkSport 2.
You know, he needs to be as secure as he can. And that's a fine shot. A beautiful sweep, getting down low, quite like the ones played earlier today, actually, by Shikhar Dhawan. And a 4 for Moeen Ali. Good shot. And now he sweeps in front of square for 6. Fantastic. More of a slog sweep. Really positive ball striking from Moeen Ali. And now's a drive in the air, caught at short, extra cover. Sam Billings driving on the up. It was pitched there exactly for that. And in the end, the ball didn't come onto the bat. Billings, a little like Stokes earlier today, standing up on the strokes. And wow, England have a problem. Another one gone. The catch taken by Virat Kohli.
Real proof of exactly what you were talking about there. Just not really a special delivery, just an uppish drive from Sam Billings there, straight to Virat Kohli at short extra cover, easy catch. And it just felt like England just needed to tick it over. They didn't need to do anything daft, they didn't need to attack. And Sam Billings has gone 18 off 22, scores 217 for 6.
And now he goes back, plays the pull shot, and plays it really well. Short enough and powerful enough in the ball striking from Sam Curran, a 4 when needed.
Yeah, absolutely right. And it's all about taking the gas, taking a game deep. Well, a feature of this pitch and surface so far has been it's almost looked difficult at times, but then there's been the ball that you can score off. Batsmen haven't had to do too much to get a boundary. Margin for error for bowlers is still quite small. And England only need 6.13 runs and over.
In again, and that's, well, driven handsomely. and driven better than handsomely. It's gone straight for four. What a good ball, a shot that was. I thought it was just going to go out to deep mid on, but Moeen Elliott hit it straighter than that. Great shot for four and just what his team needed. Bhuvneshwar Kumar has struck. He has removed Moeen Ali, who had batted very nicely for his 30 off 36, but he's had him caught behind. And England chasing 318 for victory are now in real bother. They're 237 for seven. And lost their really last big name batsman, because it will be Tom Curran coming out to join Sam Curran next. England running out of wickets as they try and chase down this 318 for victory. And for those of you just joining us, England, remember, were 130 without loss after 14 overs. Johnny Bairstow with a brilliant 94, but wickets have tumbled regularly since, the latest of which Moeen Ali caught behind for 30. That's gone straight up in the air from Sam Curran. This could be another one, and it's a fine catch. The substitute fielder, Shubman Gill, takes it, and it is a wicket for Krunal Padia. And, well, England's bad day goes from bad to worse, and it's Sam Curran who's gone. He was trying to get a hurry up, trying to hit the spinner back over his head, and he, well, perishes for 12. And England's chase of that 318 is in almost terminal decline. Now they're 239 for 8 in again. Oh, and that's brilliant from Bhuvneshwar Kumar. Too good for Adil Rashid. He's trying to play down the corridor. He gets the edge. Keeper takes the catch. And England are 241 for 9. Bhuvneshwar Kumar, something of a masterclass at the moment. And better batsman than Adil Rashid would veg that to the keeper.
Yeah, fantastic delivery this. Full of a length. He's managed to get movement all day, Bhuvneshwar Kumar. And that's no different. Full of a length. Dragging Adil Rashid forward. All he can do is catch the outside edge. And unfortunately, he goes for naught off the five balls. England now 241 for 9.
And Prasadat is coming on for Kuldeep. He's gone this one full straight. Tom Curran swings hard. It's gone high up into the outfield. Man underneath it, catch taken. And England have lost with 8 overs to spare. 251 all out. Tom Curran is the final man out. And Prasadat has taken 3 wickets, 4 wickets on his international debut, and India win by 66 runs. Off air earlier, I was joking with Darren Goff that this game could be over with 8 overs to spare, and we were actually joking at the time because England had started so well, and we were talking about potentially England winning with 8 overs to spare. As it is, they've been bowled out for 251 in 42 overs and 1 ball. 47 balls of the England innings remaining as they collapse in a heap. The third wicket went down. They were on 169. That was the first ball of the 23rd over. They have been bowled out in the end for 251 to lose by 66 runs. And, of course, it's a 3-match series only. So England now have to win the next 2 matches in this one-day international series to be able to come back and win it. It is a chastening defeat. It's a thumping defeat. It's one that's going to take a lot of thinking about and a lot of explaining. But Matt Prior, fair play to India, because at one stage we weren't sure about their total, but that late-order hitting from Rahul and Krunal Pandya as they got up to 317 for 5 was definitely something for England to think about. And although England got off to a flyer, they then hit back with wickets again.
Yeah, we'll talk a lot about the England performance with bat and ball, but absolutely right, Macca. I think India played a fantastic game of cricket. Having lost the toss again, Virat Kohli, the captain, said, well, we've got to win from all positions if we want to consider ourselves the best one-day team in the world. And that's exactly what they've done. Set a very good total, 317 in their 50 overs. It was looking unaware. At one stage, it was looking like they might get to 350. England managed to peg them back with 3 wickets from Ben Stokes. But as you say, those innings at the end from KR Rahul, 62 from 43 balls, and Pandya on debut, 58 from 31. He played absolutely beautifully. Got India up to that total of 317. And then, you know, England, after a fast start with Bairstow and Roy, it looked, you know, more than likely that they were going to go on to a pretty easy win. But India got right back into it, taking vital wickets. Roy Stokes, Butler going for very little. And of course, they've now gone on to win the game by 66 runs.
So India win the first one-day international live on TalkSport 2 to go 1-0 up in the three-match series. Can England bounce back? Find out on Friday morning as we bring you live and exclusive ball-by-ball commentary of the second one-day international. We're on air at 7:30 a.m. But don't forget to check out our brand-new YouTube show, Outside Edge, available after each day's play. And on there, we have a full breakdown of another disappointing defeat for Owen Morgan's men. You've been listening to Following On and our extended highlights of the first one-day international here on TalkSport 2.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.